Hey, so we've been getting a lot of heat on Twitter for being brown conservatives.
They got a problem with brown guys, bro.
Yeah, they you know how many brown people and you know, people in general are like liberal people tell me, "Yo, you're brown and you like Trump and you drive a truck and you have an American flag in front of your house?"
Dude, the only thing you're missing is that cowboy hat, and I told you this the first time you got your truck.
Yeah!
I was like, dude, we need cowboy hats.
Well, then I would truck. Just look like a Mexican, bro.
Probably.
Someone pull me over. Hey, I got some work for you, brother.
Yeah, apparently I think we're the only brown conservatives in the whole world.
I know a few. Well, I know a lot of Middle Eastern conservatives. I don't know a lot of brown conservatives, that's for sure. If that makes sense.
I don't know a lot either, yeah.
Like Southeast Asia, you know, India, Nepal.
Southeast Asia. Like you said it like Southeast, bro.
Southeast represent. Representing that. Joe freaking Biden in the news again. And this time, it seems all things are pointing towards Joe Biden, a money laundering scheme. Hunter paying him $50,000 in rent a month. The big guy getting his money, man.
This guy's making some fat cash. One thing I'd really like to know is, what is he doing? Because we need to be doing what Hunter Biden is doing.
I need to pick up on the Hunter Biden business model. I need $50,000. I mean, he's spending it on rent alone, right? And rent is said to be, let's just say, 30% of your income a month, right?
Exactly, yeah.
That's 150 grand a year, a month.
It's crazy, man. So apparently this was found in the documents that were locked up in his garage.
The garage documents next to...
The garage documents are killing rake, him.
Next to his rake and his freaking lawnmower, we got his documents sitting on top of his shelf or something, dude, huh?
He's probably like, man, I'm never going to put documents in the garage again. I mean, who puts documents in the garage to begin with?
Right. No, it's unheard of. But Biden's supposedly being investigated by Robert Hur, a special counsel assigned by Merrick Garland, because Merrick Garland was too chicken shit to investigate Biden himself. He had a sick special counsel. I mean, that's like the thing that these guys do, right? They recuse themselves. Oh, I'm going to put a special counsel on Trump. Jeff Sessions, assigned Rod Rosenstein, whatever it is. These guys recuse themselves, so they don't have anything to do with it. And that just tells you right there, when someone recuses themselves, that like it's either A, a witch hunt, which what was happening with Trump, or B, with Biden, he's guilty, right? Like that's giving it away
100%. So is it, what you're saying here is that Biden's paying, well, Hunter Biden is paying $50,000 a month, and that money is going to his dad. Is that right?
The money's going to the big guy, bro. Supposedly it's a house in California, like you said. It was in the documents. People discovered that the address matches the address that's on Hunter Biden's photo ID
license.
So he's registering that as his primary.
We got to give some like mad props to these guys, these independent guys, just, you know, doing this research and finding all this stuff and doing more work than the freaking government is doing, like the FBI, everybody, you know?
Well, Elon Musk today said that, what was it, independent journalism basically is the future of civilization. So it's people like us, which is kind of why we got into it, you know, has got a report on the truth. But the guys finding it, like you said, the Anons of the world and the people who are doing the dirty digging online, those guys, hats off to those guys, man. I take off my hat, but my hair's all jacked up.
Yeah, I mean, so people are saying, you know, how does this guy who's a drug addict with no job or anything, like this guy, you know, he's got pictures of himself missing teeth and stuff from, you know, drug usage and stuff. How does he have so much money? You know, people are asking these types of questions. And then Trump, you know, Trump had a comment on this, and he said, this is one of the greatest political and money laundering scams of all time.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, Trump is a lot of money, right? And that's just, that could potentially be just one of the many things too, right?
Yeah. Trump also mentions the, how it was kind of a witch hunt against one of his employees, the CFO. and how they basically are tagging him with receiving an apartment and a vehicle. And Trump says this happens all the time and no one's clamping on Texas, and they're going after Trump's guys with it. Double standard, man.
Oh, yeah. Double standard for sure. I mean, even with the tax returns, right? So you're saying that this kind of information didn't make the tax returns that on Biden's, right? And then, you know, Trump also, I mean, why was his property raided overnight? Right.
Yeah. No.
And then you have Joe Biden, when they have the documents, they see that the, you know, Hunter Biden's paying him $50,000 a month and they're not doing anything.
Bro, they're not doing nothing. They found documents in 4 or 5. Every time I open up the internet, it's a new location. I can't even tell if it's from the article from yesterday or it's a new article. Because how many times they're finding documents, and they found them in November, bro. They didn't even find anything at Trump's house, and they just raided him, and then they found stuff, and they won't even say what it is, right?
Yeah.
I bet you, though, my theory is that the stuff that Trump has at Mar-a-Lago was evidence or something incriminating towards some of the Democrats, like Biden, Obama, and Hillary. There's so much more to uncover. What else is there that potentially these guys have been doing, man? I mean, this is just one small thing.
Yeah, and this is why I'm going to go back to the last episode too, where we were talking about this, and I feel like this is a scam in itself, like where they're uncovering this stuff. I feel like potentially this could just be a distraction, because if you think about it, this is nothing new. Everybody knows this. Right. Everybody knows that Biden got these like shady things going on. They're doing money laundering at its finest. Everybody knows this is like nothing new.
Right.
But then they're just coming out with these like small things that like, and they're releasing them, you know, I don't know how they're releasing them, but they're releasing them bit by bit.
Well, they're releasing them strategically, considering the dates. They found it right before the election. So that proves your point right there, that they withheld that information and it didn't become public information until about a week ago, maybe a little over a week ago, that Biden. So it's a strategic rollout and they're controlling the entire situation. So, they're just playing. And the prosecutor himself is said to be a Biden Democrat who has ties with these guys, just like James Comey.
Yeah. Yeah. And the only reason why I think that the Democrats could potentially be going after Biden right now is maybe they want him out of office for some reason. Right.
Potentially.
I don't know what that reason would be, because he's doing everything. You know, he's a great puppet. So
what does it matter to them?
Yeah. Right. So it doesn't mean. Yeah, exactly. And the other thing is that maybe they don't want him to run. This is the funniest thing. It's the funniest thing to even think that Biden will run again. But maybe they don't want him to run again for some reason. Yeah.
Well, he's not fit to be president. I think it's personally a fake investigation where they're kind of mirroring what Trump's investigation and justifying that versus not trying to get Biden into the office again. Because they already decided they were going to rig the election, right? Yeah, so given that, you could have put in a brick. Seriously, you could have nominated a brick to win the election, because you're freaking rigging it. It doesn't matter who's matter who's being elected, right? So are they going back on that? I don't think so. I think that they just simply are creating some kind of show, and it's working because people are falling for it. But I'm not buying into they want to get into rid of Biden, because they already, it doesn't matter. Biden is whoever they make him.
Yeah. But here's the fishy thing too. So Georgia representative, I think her name is Marjorie, right? Is that how you pronounce it? Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I think it's Marjorie. One, but yeah. Yeah. Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG.
Yeah. So she is calling for Biden to resign. So her intentions are to impeach President Biden.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So she wants him to resign.
I just don't know if I see that happening, considering this, it has to pass from the House through the Senate. I mean, it's going to be a Trump situation where he's going to be impeached, and it's going to look like, here's the thing, what it could be, right? If the House impeaches Biden, right, based off of this, now it looks like there's just political shenanigans being played on both sides instead of just one, because we know the Trump impeachments were BS. So yeah. Now they'll say, oh, but the Republicans are playing the impeachment game too, based off of nothing, because the Senate is not going to approve the impeachment. Anyways, you see what I'm saying? Like, I feel creating a fake narrative.
Well, yeah, it seems very suspicious. I mean, if you think about it, because now you have the Republicans and the Democrats coming together on this topic to impeach, to work on impeaching Biden or whatever it is, to find dirt on Biden. And I think they're just trying to make it fair. Like, right. You know, like you said before, they're just trying to make it fair that, hey, we did this to Trump at a much greater scale, but we're going to do this to Biden too, just to show equality, right?
Right.
Everything's exactly. equal and everybody gets treated the same. Yeah, but the difference is going to be that Biden probably ain't going to get nothing. If they exactly. found that junk, if they found that junk on Trump, the mm-hmm. dude would be in prison right now.
Right. I mean, look how many associates of Trump they've already arrested and put in jail. Supporters of Trump, you know, January 6th. No one in Biden's camp is being investigated to go to jail or anything. Everyone's protected. Hunter, the biggest criminal in presidential family history. Nothing, right? But he's, I did want to mention, he's chilling, dude. He's having a blast. He's living the best life anyone's ever lived in this fucking country.
He's got 150 grand a month salary or whatever.
Right. And that's just me saying potentially that's 30%. His salary.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably a lot more than that.
So interesting, though, that the Ukrainian company that was paying Hunter for being on their board was it Burisma, I think, was also paying Hunter $50,000 a month.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
Just another thing that's suspicious, right?
Right. And then Dinesh D'Souza posted some Breitbart article about the amount is exactly matches a deposit and a dealing with Hunter Biden and CEFC, a Chinese energy company. So, dude, this is like too obvious now that how much crimes they've committed, how much money laundering has occurred.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts?
I mean, I think Trump nailed it. Trump knew. I mean, he's playing 4D chess, right? So he already knew that this was going to happen. He's calling it out again. I mean, there's nothing new here. This is nothing new, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And Trump still going strong on Truth Social. We need that man on Twitter, bro.
I don't think he's going to join.